In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our gospel readings today give us a couple of rather strange sayings of the Lord Jesus. The first of which is, a scribe approaches him and says, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus responds, "The foxes have dens, and the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." By this, Jesus is warning his followers, you're going to follow me, but you're not going to get earthly rewards for doing it. In other words, you follow Jesus, you don't get a condo. Because Jesus himself was not after earthly rewards. He was had a heavenly mission, and so the rewards are heavenly. And the same follows for any one of us. And then another of his disciples requests that he goes first and bury his father. And this, it's an important thing. Remember that back then, burying the dead was a solemn obligation, just as it is today. It's one of the corporal works of mercy to bury the dead. But Jesus tells him, "No, follow me and let the dead bury their dead." And this is a matter of priorities, that as important as and just as it is to bury the dead, it's more important to follow Jesus. Heavenly realities take precedence over earthly realities. That's why, recently, we hear a lot about people talking about the corporal works of mercy, and they're very important. But how often do you hear of the spiritual works of mercy? You probably don't hear of them at all. And they are far more important than the corporal works, because it's a difference in order. The corporal works of mercy deal with this world, and as important as they are, this world will pass away. The spiritual works of mercy are ordered to the next world, and that never passes away. So it is far more important to engage in the spiritual works of mercy than it is to the corporal works of mercy. Now, that's not saying that you get to ignore the corporal works of mercy, but it's a matter of priorities. Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.